I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. We've long known that the U.S. government used harsh interrogation techniques, such as waterboarding, for senior terrorism suspects. Today, The Washington Post reports that the White House itself approved those techniques. Two White House memos were issued in 2003 and 2004, according to intelligence officials cited by the Post. Joby Warwick wrote the story for the Post. So tell us, what exactly do these memos say?
Well, there's a CIA term that's called top cover, and I think this is what this is all about. At the point these memos were written, the interrogation program had been underway for more than a year, and it sort of dawned on the CIA that there had not been a single piece of paper from the White House saying that, yes, we're on board with this, we support this from a policy point of view. And they became very nervous about it, and they began to press the administration in 2003 for some kind of written document that showed that they supported what the agency was doing.
So it sounded like the CIA basically wanted political cover for the methods, torture methods they knew to be controversial. Where does this leave the White House now that, these memos are attached to them?
It is sort of putting the White House in the same boat as the CIA would see it. You know, their necks are as much on the line as the agencies. There had been this suggestion previously that this was something that the CIA cooked up and presented to the Bush administration as something they really needed to do because everyone was afraid of a new wave of terrorist attacks. And so the agency needed these harsh measures to try to get intelligence from senior al-Qaeda captives. But there was a sense that the White House had at least some distance from these decisions. Here it's very clear that they not only knew about them in detail, but they actually physically signed off on them.
Some of the narratives that I've followed place President Bush and Vice President Cheney, people like Condoleezza Rice, who was National Security Advisor at the time, John Ashcroft, then Attorney General, and others in private meetings talking about torture and essentially approving it. How overt do these memos kind of identify these players, and where does it leave them at this point?
We haven't been able to actually look at the memos because they're classified, and the people who will talk to us about them will describe them only in the very vaguest terms. But we've talked to people both in the administration and the CIA who've seen them and know precisely what they say. But they do say explicitly that this policy, this use of harsh interrogation, including waterboarding, stress position, sleep deprivation, these are all in accordance with the policy of the White House at the time.
Were you able to get any better understanding about the internal debate in the White House about putting this policy in writing?
Yes, and some of that has been coming out in recent weeks from other sources. Condoleezza Rice, for the first time, has presented written answers to congressional questions explaining her view and what she was hearing and thinking about in real time as these discussions were going on. And she says that she had concerns. She was not sure that these techniques sounded legal and appropriate, and she asked for several inquiries, not just from the usual White House lawyers that review these kinds of things, but from the criminal side, for the Justice Department, to make sure that these procedures were not in violation of international and U.S. law. And apparently she was satisfied with the answers she got. She did not register any opposition that anyone heard these meetings, and ultimately her office signed off and said, yeah, we support these.
So are you saying that Condoleezza Rice's claim that she was uneasy about torture is not reflected in these memos?
Not reflected in the memos. We've heard from some of the administration people who were present in these discussions that questions were raised, perhaps not while the CIA was in the room, but some questions were raised. And there's an account in a recent book by Jane Meyer in which former Attorney General John Ashcroft was troubled by what he was hearing about these stress techniques and these waterboarding and so on. And he actually said that history is not going to judge us kindly when they find out what really happened here.
Joby, I know you haven't actually had a chance to read these because they are classified, but will these memos make another appearance months, years down the road?
I think they will, because the fact that they exist now it gives congressional investigators a new target, something to look for. I have no doubt they'll be subpoenaed, and we'll be hearing more about them in the months to come.
Joby Warwick of The Washington Post wrote an article today outlining how the White House approved harsh interrogation techniques in writing as early as 2003. Thanks very much for your time, Joby.
Thanks, Marco.